Sponsorship of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. And as you know, I just returned back from Walt Disney World and an amazing Disney cruise, and we used this app to get us excited each and every day for this amazing adventure. And we're getting ready to reset the app. That's the great thing, is you can use it time and time again, because I might sneak down to Walt Disney World in September, but if not, definitely Wine and Dine Race Weekend will be up next on the app. Get excited for your next trip. Have it right there on your iOS device. Turn your iOS device into a Disney device. Do it today over at virtualmickey.com. Today's episode is also proudly sponsored by The Wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving the things that you dream of. In the best-selling Wisdom of Walt, Jeff Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, The Wisdom of Walt creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. Learn to go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland success. Make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet and create e-ticket experiences that will keep them coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available on Amazon in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions. You can also purchase a personally signed copy at thewisdomofwalt.com. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1037 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and we appreciate you downloading the show. Hope everybody had a fun 4th of July here in the United States. Hopefully everybody still has their 10 digits on their hands and you didn't have any crazy, fireworks incidents, and just had a good time with friends and family. That's what it's all about here in the States over the 4th of July weekend. I am glad to be back here in the studio because we did pre-record a bunch of shows there while I was down in Florida. But we're back, and on this Friday, I'm going to talk about my top 5 things from my Disney vacation this past couple of weeks. So I'm going to narrow it down to a top 5, and then we'll, of course, over the year, dive into Coronado Springs, Animal Kingdom Lodge, other stuff like that. And thanks everybody who's tuned in here over the lunch hour on Facebook. We appreciate that very, very much. So before we start today's show and get the ladies introduced, we did want to mention, our sympathies and our heartfelt, how sad we were about the tragic events that happened down in Orlando. Of course, like I just said, we recorded a bunch of those shows ahead of time. That broke right as I was getting ready to leave for vacation, so everything was already in the can at that point. But I was down there following this event, and what I noticed, and this is kind of what sticks with me with all these tragic events, these senseless events that happen against people that, I just don't understand why everybody can't get along. It just bothers me, but it pulled out the best in humanity again. You saw folks, I had, personal friends that were lined up for hours to give blood, in the wake of these events, hours later, because the call was out and they were out there doing that, and it's incredible to see when the worst of humanity hits, you always see the best of humanity. And, even folks like Yeehaw Bob, I know he's, a good friend, and he's really stepped up in these remembrance ceremonies, these memorial services, and played with his amazing talents for things, out in the Orlando area. So just, our hearts and prayers are with all those folks, and a lot of people are still recovering, and it's something that has shaken up Orlando. But, I was glad to see that while I was down there, it was Orlando strong, people bouncing back and people bonding. So, I think that people try to divide us, but I think in the long term, it makes us all stronger. So we are thinking about them. We didn't want to not mention that here on the podcast. It's just that everything was in the can. I was leaving town, so we couldn't get back to that. So we regret that. Anyway, let's get to today's listener questions. Joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky? How's that lasagna today?
Lasagna is delicious, but it's supposedly healthy lasagna. So, I mean, I don't know how, delicious it is, but it's food. Let's just go with that. It's food. So
Hey, man, healthy lasagna, that's like a misnomer, but I'll take it. You got to send me the recipe.
It's from Aldi's. It's their Fit and Active healthy lasagna. I don't know. I'm going with it. They claim it's fit and active, so...
Hey, you know what? It's working because I saw you ran this weekend and you really did a great pace. You're really bringing that pace down. I'm really proud of you.
I did. I don't know whether it's just because it's warm out and I run better in the warm weather or what, but I feel like dying afterwards because I'm like, I ran too fast. But I've just been trying to get a little more active and out there and stuff like that. So that's good. And I'm glad my pace is doing better. So no, I have no running no plans, but I'm just getting out there and just trying to be active. So that's what's going on.
Yeah. I think it's because Brian's making you listen to the Bee Gees, but that's just
right. Exactly. That's all your fault, by the way. he messaged me on, Friday of last week and he's like, man, ever since I heard that episode, I've been listening to the Bee Gees nonstop. I'm like, oh, so he made me listen to the Bee Gees this weekend and I was not happy. So thanks a lot, Mike.
How deep is your love? How deep is your... Anyway, also joining us, we have the star of the show from up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. How's it going, Pam? It's been too long since I've seen you. It's only been a couple weeks.
I know, right? The star of the show. I really like that. I think I'm going to get that put on a t-shirt or something. Put it on the royal luggage.
That's it.
But it's going great. We have had fantastic weather in this area. It doesn't even seem like summer. We just got back from Walt Disney World a little bit ago where we got to see you guys and some of our other friends. And then Hannah's big 21st birthday excursion is happening soon. I know, right? So anyways, looking forward to that. And Steve and I will just be in the area, not participating in all the festivities.
Probably smart.
Remember Chico's bail bonds.
I know, right? That's my ongoing joke. I'm like, we'll be in the area with bond money available. So anyways, I don't know. I really wish that either Hannah and or Paige or one of Han's friends would put like a GoPro camera on their head so that we could see what's going on. So anyways, I don't know that, any of them would do that for us. But
yeah, I told Paige, this has to be podcast gold. I mean, come on, we've right? supported you for 8 years. You've gone on all these trips. We got to get something good out of this.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm sure there will be stories. I'm not sure that they can be shared on the podcast.
Right?
So anyways, it will be a different kind of trip, I will say. So, but anyways, it'll be fun. I'm sure it'll be an adventure.
Drinking around the world.
Yeah, what? Except that Hannah is not much of a drinker, I will just say. She doesn't really like beer or any kind of alcohol. Wine cooler, perhaps? I don't know. I'm not sure if those are available.
Wine coolers around the world. What?
Bartles and James.
Yes. We'll take a time travel, trip back to the 80s and pull some for her. So, anyways.
And Paige is only 19. Remember that.
You don't have to tell me.
I'm saying. All right, here we go. Shantae has the first question of the day. She says, hello, all. Our 6-year-old princess delivered some very heartbreaking news to me. She said the real Mickey is the one who talks on Main Street, and the ones who don't talk are just regular people in a costume. She also said the princesses at Walt Disney World are not real princesses. They are just girls dressed like princesses. I asked her who spewed such filth and dismissed any further discussion of this depraved-hearted madness. Our next trip is in the fall. How do I explain why Mickey talks on Main Street, but not at Chef Mickey's? What's next? Santa? The Tooth Fairy? Please discuss how we can preserve the magic as our child grows and matures. Thank you in advance for any help you can offer. Shantae. Pam, this is all you, man. This is breaking my heart because I'm in that zone, and it's kind of when you have smart kids, they can kind of break your heart quickly. So, what do you say to this, Pam? Because I know a lot of folks, everybody goes through this at some point.
I know, and it is hard. I mean, you want to just say like, don't think about that, and then move on. No, but you can't because kids want more of an answer. And I would just say, something like, well, Mickey's not able to talk in this circumstance, but you can still, instead of talking with him, you could like sign something to him, like try to figure out a way to communicate with him in another way. There's no good reason for it. Can he claim laryngitis? I don't know. but I mean, it's just, they do, I will say, the characters with all their limitations on what they can do such a fantastic job with like communicating little things with you, I think, during the meet and greet. even when they're not able to talk. And so maybe just focus on getting the autograph and getting the photos and getting the hug and everything else. And I think maybe that'll work.
That's a smart kid, though, thinking about the talking Mickey, because we met him and I got to meet him over Star Wars weekend for the first time. And then we met him as a family last thing on this trip when we were down there a couple weeks back. And, you know, the problem is that he is so remarkable with the talking Mickey technology where he interacts with you. And it's not just for like 30 seconds. It's like maybe 3 to 5 minutes. He even does a magic trick. It, you know, sometimes he did that when we were in there. And, you know, it does. It almost makes it like a tier one and a tier two experience. And I could see where it could pick up on that. Like, hey, man, you were just talking and doing magic tricks. No, why, you know, why aren't you talking to me this time? I mean, I get that. But that does bring up a new dilemma that we didn't have to think of, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah, it does. And it's like I think it's like always a great thing that like, oh, this technology, this advancement in terms of what Mickey's able to do. But then it does make you question the other part of it, too. Right. So I don't know. You know what? It's a remarkable thing. Whoever thought we would live in this time where you can, you know, do these kind of things. You can carry on a conversation with Mickey and he can do a magic trick for you. I mean, hello.
And we'll put this up on our Facebook group again for our midweek conversation. You know, parents, show your parenting skills on this one. But Jocelyn in the chat says that, you know, there's so many people wanting to meet the characters. Sometimes they have to call out some friends to help out, which is kind of a good explanation, I think. You know, I mean, it's, you know, you're trying to meet millions of people all the time. So helpers.
Like Santa in the mall.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Robin says that, you know, he's a magician on Main Street. So him talking there is magical. You know, so he's.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so we got all kinds of scammers in the BRGP community trying to, you know, trick everybody. Anyway, no, I love it. That's a great question. And thanks for that, Shantae. For nothing like a heartbreaking question to lead off a show. You know, hey, we love that.
Right.
Next, we have Penny. She's from North Olmsted, Ohio. She says, go Buckeyes. Sorry, Mike. Oh, well, M-I-Z. Hello, Mike and gang. I am taking a 7-day trip to Walt Disney World in October of 2016 with my husband and 13-year-old son, and we're staying at Pop Century. We have never been in October and are very excited to see the parks during the Halloween season. Here's my question. I have 3 4-day hopper tickets with no expiration from a trip in 2000, each with 1 day left. I would like to use them for this trip and save a little money, so my question is, what is the best way to use them? My first thought was to get a 6-day ticket and use the old tickets on our last day, but is there a better way? Is there a way to use the value of these old tickets to discount the new ones? If so, is that a better option, and can I do that prior to arriving? I want to still be able to make my FastPass Plus reservations 60 days out, so I would get my tickets locked in prior to arrival. Thanks in advance for your help. I truly enjoy listening to your show and have picked up a lot of useful tips on our travels. Take care, Penny. All right, Ricky, do you have any thoughts on these? She has 1 day left on no expiration tickets, but she wants to, you know, obviously have tickets for the length of stay. So what say you to this?
So I think because they're going to figure out how much the ticket, like it was left on the cost of the ticket. So I think your best option would be to use that as the like 7th day, like, you know, like you buy a 6-day ticket and then use that as the 7th day. Because you're not going to get the same value cost-wise out of it as you would for, you know, as you would as in regards to an extra ticket. So that's how I would do it. Because I actually have the same problem. I have a ticket that I have a day on that I did no expiration with. And I'm kind of like, well, I have to just wait until I need it for 1 day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of what I'm waiting for is when I have 1 day that I don't have an annual pass. Here, I have this ticket. So. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's really your best use of that. It's like if you had a single day, because, I mean, when you use it as just a 1 day standalone, it's, you know, think about the value. It's like worth, you know, like $100.
Right.
But then if you're thinking about adding from a 6th to a 7th day, it's worth like $7. You know, exactly. But I mean, it's all about how it's about how you think about it. I mean, if you're looking at payment, isn't this kind of the devil's in the details on something like this?
Yeah, it is. And the thing that complicates it is she asks if she can do any of this in advance and you really can't. Whether you're going to use that to purchase another ticket or whether you're going to use it alone, it's something that has to be done at guest services when you're doing something like that. Now, if you're purchasing your 6-day ticket right now, you can go ahead and do that, get the confirmation number, and then you'll be able to make FastPass reservations for 6 of those days. But if what you're trying to do is incorporate the use of that 7th day and get FastPass Plus out of the whole deal, you're not going to be able to with that older ticket, unfortunately. Although you can link it to your MDE account if you're going to use it as a standalone ticket and possibly do it that way. It depends on how old the ticket is.
Yep, good point. And you know what? Even if you can't get the fast passes for that one day, that extra day, you're going to be fine. There's a lot of availability day of. We did that a lot on this trip. So.
Oh my goodness. People freak so much about getting the Fast Pass Plus, but I will tell you, we make Fast Pass Plus arrangements very, very late. And in addition, we change them up often and we rarely run into a problem. So, I mean, yeah. I totally appreciate the anxiety that this brings because you're like, okay, this is my shot. I want to get this right. But don't fret it. You're going to be able to do something. And if worse comes to worse, show up early in the morning. I'm telling you, people still don't get there very early. So it'll
true.
Be fun.
So true. I mean, because everybody that was following along with my trip on Instagram, you saw that we really did everything. I mean, we did everything. And I didn't even start making my fast passes till less than a month ahead of time. So I was in the 20s when I even first even opened up the app to start making reservations. So you're going to be all right. It's going to be great. So we know we love the planners, though, too. So, all right. Next question is from Melissa. She says, hello, BOGP crew. I'm taking a girls trip to the world with my mom this September, and it will be one of a lot of firsts. In the interest of traveling often, neither of us have stayed outside of a value. But this time, we have Riverside booked for 8 nights. We opted out of the free dining to save money for food and wine, tours, and shopping at Disney Springs. You can spend a lot of money at Disney Springs. Let me just tell you, there's a lot of high-end stuff. Anyway, only 2 of our 9 ADRs are at locations we've both tried. And of course, we have high hopes for the new attractions Epcot will be offering. As of now, we have 8-day park hoppers booked, coming in at just over $400 each. While the likelihood that she will travel again in the next calendar year is low, there is a good chance that I will. She would like to do Memory Maker, and as we have so many ADRs booked, I'm wondering whether at this point we should start saving money by upgrading my ticket. My question is this. If I upgrade my ticket to an annual pass, it's about a $350 jump. What can we use the AP discount on? Will Memory Maker be linked to only my band? Will we be able to apply the discount to our collective bill at dining locations? Sorry if this is long-winded, but this AP newbie appreciates any advice you've got to offer. I'd love to talk about how everything turned out when I get back. Thanks again for everything you do, and go Lizards. Melissa is up in Wisconsin, where I think it's even hot this week. So stay cool up in the, hopefully, that's like, I think Wisconsin's like the water park capital of the world or something for some strange reason. I don't, you know, they have like the Dells, I think. Anyway, so let's talk about getting an AP. So yes, I think Melissa, it sounds like you want to go back, and I would say definitely upgrade your ticket while you're there to an annual pass, pay the difference. This is actually what Paige is doing on her trip down with Hannah. She's already got what do they have? 4-day hoppers or something, Pam?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Yeah, they have 4-day.
So our APs expire on July 3rd. So actually they're expired now. Oh my gosh, I'm not an AP holder. Ah, that is got a cold chill. So anyway, I'm just a regular person now. Oh, so sad. I'm so weird, but I love that saying, you know, while I'm teaching school, you know, if I wanted to, I could go to I could go to any park right now if I want, and I could hop.
To if I, want to. I could
right
be,
now.
Yeah, exactly. I can't afford to, but I have a ticket in my pocket anyway. But that's what Paige is doing. She's got the base ticket. I'm like, you know, your AP's expired, and you know you're going to be going for marathon weekend. We're going to be going wine and dine. I'm like, just pay the difference when you're there. Send me a bill, and we'll get it squared away. You know, PayPal me or something. So anyway, she's doing this. But Pam, what would you offer? Because she's looking for like the ADR question, because they're both going to get it because they're going to be friends on My Disney Experience. But help her kind of walk through the discounts and all that for an AP newbie.
So one of the biggest things I want to caution everyone with the annual pass discount is you must carry your driver's license to use that. Disney is very particular about this. Let me just tell you. So if you have any kind of discount, whether you're vacation club or annual pass holder, or even your Disney Visa, please make sure you have your driver's license as well. The scanning the magic band that has a name that matches the discount will not be enough for some reason. So anyways, apparently there's a racket of magic band creators who create accounts with names that match discounts on your AP. But anyways, what you'll need to do is when it comes time to pay, you'll need to pay for both at that time. They won't split the bill and give you the discount on both of them. So that's something to consider. But as long as you're paying for it, you'll also get it. And then as far as Memory Maker works, as long as you're connected as friends via the My Disney Experience accounts and app, then the photos from that you that scan with her band will also show up on your memory maker as well. So you'll be good there too.
Yeah, and the thing is too, I wanted to mention with the AP discounts, I was going to ask you about this, Pam, because they gave us like these little cards. They look like the mini golf credit cards, like with Goofy and Mickey and Minnie and Donald and all them on them. But all she did was write your name on the back, and they checked that, like, oh, yeah, you're Mike. I mean, all it says on it is Mike. I mean, it just so I know who's who. Isn't that weird? Like, I've always thought that was really weird.
The whole thing, I think, is so weird. The things that they're particular about at times puzzle me, and then the things that they're not particular about at times, I'm like,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, seriously, it just says Mike. There's 5,000 Mikes in Epcot today. You know, like, yep, I'm Mike. Yeah, that's that Mike guy. Anyway, I've always thought that was... They need to use their technology to scan. I mean, it should be on your band. Boop, you got an AP.
Hello?
You
know, hey, done. I don't know. Would think, like, if the name on the... If they scan the band and the name matched, like, the AP... You know what I mean? It should be able... It should be one system, but anyways, not so much. It
should be, but, you know, what are we going to do? Can't change the world today. We'll work on it again tomorrow. We'll work on it for Friday's show. All right. Yeah, but Melissa, grab that AP. You're going to love it. And you're a lizard seeing you down for races. That's the most empowering thing for races. Hey, tickets are paid for. You know, hey, you can afford a $500, you know, dopey challenge. It's not $500, I'm thinking. It's like a $700 dopey challenge, but whatever. Anyway, next question comes from Ricky Niblett. That means it comes from Facebook. And it's from Sarah H. Ricky, you're good at picking them up on Facebook.
I know.
You pick them up and I knock them down.
That's because you do not check Facebook. I know. I'm so bad.
That Facebook Messenger thing just drives me crazy. If somebody sends me a message on Facebook Messenger, I apologize because that thing's like, it's like a nut house. It's worse than my inbox. Like, it goes crazy. So I can't keep up with all that. I'm just lucky to keep from drowning in my inbox. But anyway, nobody wants to hear about that. She says, hey, y'all, my husband and I are headed down for our second anniversary, November 5th through the 11th. I've been trying to figure out something to do on our actual anniversary, Monday the 7th. Currently, we'll be in the studios. However, we're flexible and also have park hoppers. I've thought about doing a signature restaurant or a dessert party at Magic Kingdom or Epcot. What would you do? It doesn't have to be either of those. Any suggestions would be awesome. Thanks. So we're looking at Monday the 7th, their second wedding anniversary. They're going to be in the studios, but they have a hopper, so they can really go anywhere and do anything. Ricky, what would you offer? Second anniversary.
It's September?
It's November 7th.
Let's see here. I mean, I do like the idea of a, you know, the dessert party. They do have I'm assuming they'll probably still have it. But if they didn't want to leave Hollywood Studios, they could do the Star Wars dessert party. So that's an option. They do have a dessert party for that.
They do. But you know what? The one night we were there, they had it. And then the next night, they had it all marked off, but they didn't have anybody in there. I guess they only do that certain nights. It's not every night of the Star Wars. Maybe it just didn't sell.
Maybe nobody booked it. I don't know.
Could be, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if, hey, we're just going to give this stuff away. We already made it. No, I'm just kidding. We wouldn't do that. Teresa Scheingold.
That would be nice.
I'm saying. Teresa Scheingold in the chat. Definitely, she has great experience. She says the sparkling dessert party at Epcot. I've talked to her about that. A1. She loved it. So I think that'd be a great way because then you kind of make, here's what I like. Is that you make a memory associated with something that's a staple of Walt Disney World, which Illuminations may not be there much longer, but you'll always have.
Tell me.
But you know what? When you hear the Illuminations music, when you hear that soundtrack, you'll always have the memory of that dessert party in that second anniversary. I like tying things together like that. So, Pam, what do you think?
I mean, we've celebrated many, many, many an anniversary at Walt Disney World.
I think you just celebrated a pretty big one here.
Yeah, we did. We did. I know. We really didn't plan anything spectacular because that was a trip actually that we extended right before we went on it. So we didn't have time to like plan something big. But I mean, I think that any time that you make an effort to do something special, and focus on each other, I think is a good thing. You know, I mean, I know some of my favorite memories with Steve have been walking around a resort in the evening or walking around Epcot and just being able to enjoy each other's company, which, I mean, day to day, of course we do that, but I think there's something really different about making sure that like you're taking the time to create that moment, to create that memory. And Disney World, there's so many spectacular things. I think the dessert party is a great thing. I think a special dinner somewhere is, you know, always a great choice because there's so many different places you can go, especially at Disney Springs now. There's some great new signature dining options that I think are there, but there's some great casual dining options too, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. But you know, when you're talking about deluxe burgers or something else, I will say on our anniversary, Steve stopped and got a little cake made at that Amaretti's.
Yes.
It was really, really cool. He brought it. He brought it back to the room one day and had it made. But it was like, it was really, really a cool thing. And I will say that bakery in particular. I liked both Sprinkles and that bakery, but that bakery is very, very French and has just like some desserts that are so different, I think, than what we're used to in terms of that here. So it's worth trying if you like that kind of thing. I had read some reviews that people said, well, I didn't like their special cake. Well, their special cake was awesome. So, I mean, you probably just don't like that type of dessert, which is totally fine. Different strokes for different folks. But, you know, it's very, these are very skilled pastry chefs that are working there and just, you know, make some awesome things, plus they're beautiful. So anyways, I thought it was the best of both worlds. But there, you know, you'll find something and it'll be a memory, but take a photo or write something down to remember it too. I think that's just as important.
Now, I like the answer in the chat of going to the boathouse and then riding the Amphicar, which is a really good idea too. Or they have the on I think it's Saturday nights, they have a special like cruise with the Amphicar, with like you can get like champagne or something like that. So I do know they offer something like that. That's kind of a little more romantic as well. So that's an option for you too.
We're all about romance.
Absolutely. Is this romantic? Brian asks me all the time.
we do that too.
So do we.
Steve is usually asking me at a time when it's clearly not romantic.
That's exactly what Brian asked me too. He's like, is this romantic?
I'm always like, do you think this is romantic?
Let me clarify before we get to the last question today, Pam. You said they were beautiful. Were the pastry chefs beautiful or the creations beautiful? I was kind of unclear on that.
They were both fairly good looking, I would say. I'll put it out there. I mean, you know, these people know the creations were fantastic. And that was romantic when Steve did it. Now, this weekend when we were staking up our tomatoes, that was not romantic. And
not
Steve
romantic.
Asked, it's
no.
romantic. I'm like, no, it's not, no, actually.
Not really.
They got to go wah, 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 like they do in that, you know.
Yeah. Don't do that ever again. No.
Quick question. Well, we got to get the last question of the day, but I think Steve asked a question. Somebody asked a question in the chat about the AP upgrade. When you upgrade a Magic Your Way ticket to the annual pass during a trip, when does that annual pass take effect? It goes back to when you first use that Magic Your Way ticket, will be your basically your expiration date for your annual pass. It's like day one of your 8-day Magic Your Way ticket. The first time you used it, if you upgrade it during that time, that's going to be your first day of your 365 year AP. So just a bonus chat question. All right, last question today comes from Colleen Finnegan. She says, hey, Mike and ladies, I just booked my first solo trip and I'm a little nervous. I'm 22 and have never been to the world without my parents. It's going to be way more fun. Anyway, I like this. Just saying. I like to think of Disney as a family place, so I've turned down offers to go with friends and even my high school band. I'll be attending the Pixar Pin Party August 26th and 27th, but I won't be going home until August 28th, and I have an 8 p.m. flight, so almost a full day in the world. It wound up being $20 cheaper to stay till Monday between hotel and flight instead of just leaving on Sunday.
Disney Maps. I love
that's
it.
That's right. Well, you got to always be careful. You don't want to waste money. You know, you don't want to spend more to have less fun.
Yes, you have to be frugal.
I'll be taking Magical Express and staying at All Star Sports. My questions are, number one, at 22, I don't know if I can legally rent a car. How would you guys suggest getting to church on Sunday the 29th? Is Uber going to be my best bet? Let me just talk. Friday, that's one of my top five. Little hint, Uber. I loved Uber. Uber was awesome. Yes, I did it 3 times. Within 24 hours, actually, I did 3 times.
Nice.
I know. It was crazy. Scott got me going on that. But, I think for most rental cars, it's 25. So,
yeah.
I would say if you're trying to get to church on Sunday, Uber might be your best bet. I mean, Pam, could you offer anything else that you can think of?
I mean, you can rent a car legally at 22. The issue is under 25, there's likely going to be a surcharge. And it'll be expensive. So I think Uber or a taxi or something like that, some other form of transportation, is going to be your best bet for sure.
Especially if you're only needing it for that one you know, day or part of the day, you know, I think that, that the Uber or taxi is going to be a lot cheaper than renting the car, especially because I know that surcharge is, I think it's at least $25 extra, you know.
Yeah, it's
just
hefty.
Yeah, it's really hefty. So just keep that in mind.
All right. And I will talk more about Uber. And, oh, Jana wants to know the top memory of my trip. The top memory of my trip was, you got to tune in on Friday because I'm that's a teaser. Anyway, number, she has two more questions. I currently have a 2-day, one park per day ticket, which will have to be used to get me into Epcot for the pin trading event. I'm thinking about upgrading to a hopper so that one night after the event ends, it ends at about 6 p.m., I can head to Hollywood Studios to do star tours and for the first time and maybe see the Star Wars fireworks. If I can score a fast pass, is that enough time? What would you recommend? Also, I know that these Star Wars fireworks are only there some nights. How likely is it that they're still going on at that point? The online schedule only goes to June. I could go over to Hollywood Studios either Friday or Saturday since I want to spend one of those nights in Epcot. Or is it just better to add a third day ticket and spend Sunday afternoon and night in Hollywood Studios? My family members are not Star Wars fans, so I think this is a perfect thing to do on a solo trip. So she's thinking about going, she has a 2-day, 1-day, you know, base ticket, basically is what we usually call them. She can either go to a 3-day base ticket and go on Sunday, the day that she's, you know, having that late flight, or get a hopper and hop over there for the fireworks, which I think is going to be, Pam, I mean, you and I saw the Star Wars fireworks multiple times on our trip, and they were, once we got in the right spot, you need Depends. If you're, you need at least Kleenex and Depends, maybe one or the other, just depends the kind of mood you're in, but they're awesome.
Oh!
They're pretty awesome. They're awesome. So the thing is, if she, and I think they're nightly at this point, at least when she's going to be there, she's in August, so late August. So I think they'll still be nightly at that point too.
I'm
guessing like late August, like 25th through the 28th. Look in that area if you're looking.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I would say Star Tours, you're not going to have a problem getting a fast pass for that. That thing just eats people. And even if you do standby, it's going to be 20 minutes. So Star Tours, throw that out. You'll be able to do that. But Pam, don't you think the Star Wars fireworks, you have to see if you're a Star Wars fan?
I totally think you have to see them. I mean, whatever it takes to make arrangements so that you can see them, that would be, you know, my choice to do that. Because they're really worth it. I mean, honestly, it's hard to describe. Like, as a Star Wars fan, like, it was very, it's an emotional experience. But even if you're not a Star Wars fan, that they're so incredible that it's worth going to see.
Yep.
So I will tell you, if it's late August, actually, if it's any time in August, right now, they have not, it looks like, have not posted.
They don't. They're releasing them so late. It's very frustrating. And they never show up in the app.
Right, and right now the hours are not even late in August. The park is closing at about 8:30. It says Fantasmic, you know, at 8:30. So I don't even know that you're gonna find out until we get. Closer, you know, and I know that it's only a month away at this point, but I think you're still gonna be up in the air. I mean, there are nights when Hollywood Studios closes at the end of August at 8 p.m. So I don't know that they'll have fireworks those nights.
I think they'll extend it. You never know. But the thing is, here's the thing to consider about adding the third day, like going with the 3-day base over the 2-day hopper. The thing to think about is if you're flying out at 8 o'clock, you're not going to see the fireworks on that Sunday night regardless, because you're going to have to be on Magical Express by 5. And obviously you'll miss the fireworks and you'll really be kind of crunched there to do Star Tours if you're trying to hop from, I guess you wouldn't be hopping, you'd be doing all day there. So Star Tours wouldn't be an issue, but you will not see the fireworks that way. So I'd probably hop over on I would think on a Saturday night in August that you're going to be able to see the fireworks. They put too much into it to not show them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So I would count on that, but that's what I would say. Last thing she has, any other recommendations for nostalgic first-time solo traveler? So one tip, Pam, for somebody who's a nostalgic, but she's 22 and it's her first time going down by herself. What should she know?
Oh, golly. That's actually kind of a tough question. There are so many things I think that are so nostalgic for me in particular, because I've been going there, you know, since I was a kid too. But I think one of the things you're going to want to do is make sure, like, you pick one of your childhood favorites, one of the attractions, and experience that. I think it's worth seeing as an adult, you know, making sure you're like, okay, I love this attraction. I want to do it now. And here's what I think of now. Here's how it's different for me. And I think that's a great memory to make.
I agree. I mean, with being a nostalgic, I would say doing something like the Swiss Family Treehouse, just walking through it, because it's at your own pace. You don't have to worry about your family. You know, like you said, if you're into Star Wars, do Star Wars stuff. I mean, the launch bay is very underrated. Go in there if you're a Star Wars fan. Make sure you watch the movie on the way in. Meet Kylo Ren. Meet Chewbacca. Get some awesome pictures, because that stuff's fun, especially, you know, Solo. You're going to have those pictures. It's going to be fun. So I would say that. Ricky, close us out here. One tip, because you've gone Solo a lot.
I have, as someone who's done a lot of solo trips, and I actually really love taking solo trips, because it's not like I don't enjoy, you know, hanging out with Brian and doing things with, you know, him and stuff like that. But the best thing about it is that you can do literally whatever you want. So if you're just walking by something and you're like, you know what, I really, really want to do that right now, go. If the, you know, if the line's what you're looking for, if, and you know, you really want to do it, you can, you know, or if you decide, hey, you know what I really would like right now, I'd really like to eat this. You more than likely have the opportunity to do that. Whether you can, it's a sit down restaurant and you can log into the app and make a reservation, cause it's only one of you. Or if you try for a walk up or, you know, a lounge type situation, you can do that. Or, you know, say you just really want a cupcake for dinner. Go for it. It's just you. And that's the best part. So don't worry about being by yourself or whatever. Get on social media, share with, you know, all your friends. Or if you don't want to share with your friends, share with all of us, because yes, we all like watching this stuff. So, you know, that's the things that I usually do is get on social media and start like sharing like crazy and just loving the fact that I'm by myself. But the one thing that's kind of, I'd say, nostalgic that I would suggest doing, I'm gonna suggest two things. So one, I'm gonna say, you know, if at Epcot, do Living with the Land. I know that, you know, all of us kind of love that, and it's definitely very nostalgic. And then the other thing is also at Epcot, and I'm gonna say, make sure you see Universe of Energy. Yes, it's extremely dated, but you know, it's just one of those classic attractions. And you know, rumors are saying it's going away. I don't know that I believe those yet, but you know, we'll see what happens. So you know, just kind of throwing that out there. So those are the two attractions that I wouldn't miss for nostalgics. So.
All right. Well, have a great trip. You're gonna love it. It's gonna be very different. Trust me, it will be different, Colleen. But you'll have a great time. So let us know how it goes. All right, well, that's going to do it for today. Thanks for the great questions. Keep those coming. Send them in to Mike at BRGuestPodcast.com. We'll get those on the show here as soon as possible. Today's episode, of course, brought to you by the great folks over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. And you know what? Even if you don't have a trip planned, it's always fun just to know what's going on at Disney Springs, with the resorts. There's a lot of refurbs. You know, we've got some action happening over at French Quarter. They're making the food court better. You know, all the Disney movies, just the Disney company as a whole. It's fun, and it's better than reading the cereal box every morning. Grab your iPhone, read what's going on, and then when you go to school or work or wherever you go, you are in the know. You know what's going on because you say, hey, that somebody named Ricky Nibbles or something wrote about this.
Person.
So I know it's, you know, there's the test. What's it called? The taste track is like got a new menu. It's got a new menu. I know
taste
that because of Theme Park
News.
Taste
has a new ice cream menu. Yes, they do. Where yes, they
finally.
Do.
That place bounces around more than
oh my gosh. Well, you know, here's the thing. I know it's totally random, but I mean, who thought that having grilled cheese sandwiches in the middle of the hot afternoon was a good idea to serve out
grilled
on that thing?
It's worse than that.
Wasn't it with
it's
tomato
grilled cheese
soup?
Sandwiches with soup.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, it's a great idea. I love the idea of having grilled cheese sandwiches. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. But maybe don't do it like from 11:30 until 5. Like that seems like a terrible idea. You're just asking for trouble in the middle of the hot sun. Soup right? And grilled cheese. Now in the evening, give me some grilled cheese sandwiches and some soup and I'll be all right. So,
well,
but
how
not
about in the winter perhaps. Yes. In,
right.
The winter, in the winter only.
That's fine. Maybe that's why they decided ice cream was a good choice.
Maybe.
In the middle of the summer.
Yeah, living on the edge, you know what I'm saying? A little tomato soup,
crazy.
You know, in the 105 degree heat index.
It's no shade and no seating. Great idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about Theme Park News Disney Edition. You can find out great stuff like this every time you open the app, and it's free and it's for your iOS device. Check it out today. Great apps over at virtualmickey.com. Today's show is also brought to you by the wisdom of Walt. And let's face it, it's summer. Hopefully you have a hammock somewhere. And if not, you have a lounge chair next to a pool. Or maybe you just have to curl up on the couch one night. But you know what? You need a good read over the summer. And let me just tell you personally, The Wisdom of Walt is great. If you love Disney podcasts, this book is right up your alley. Because it talks about Walt's vision and how he decided to develop Disneyland. But also, it gives practical advice to take Walt's inspiration and the lessons that he learned. And he learned a lot of them the hard way. But it gives you inspiration to improve your, you know, your work career, your personal life, your family involvement, and all that stuff. It's a great read. Dr. Jeff Barnes is a great author, and, you know, he's supporting our show, so we hope you pick this up. You're looking for a great summer read. You can actually even get it as an audiobook and listen to it when you walk the dog or, you know, try to keep up with me on Fitbit, which is going to be much easier here in the next few weeks. But check it out today. Support the folks who support us. Drop by thewisdomofwalt.com. You can even pick up a personalized copy. Jeff will mail it to you signed and ready to go, and it'll be a keepsake forever. So, again, check them out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Please give us a follow on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestMike. We have a great Facebook group. Right now, we're live there. We're there a couple of times a week live. We have great conversations every day. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And if you don't mind, we'd love some ratings and reviews on the Google Play Store, because that's a new area where we're getting the show out there. And if you could do that this week, we'd appreciate it so, so much. Also, July 31st, 10 to 10. 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World. Get ready for the insanity, the hilarity, and the stupidness of the 12-hour live show. But it's for a great cause.
Deprivedness.
But it's for a great cause, and we are going to crush it this year. Raise more money than ever, I'm sure. So please do put away a little bit of money. The last of the month, we're going to do some amazing things for the great folks down at Give Kids the World. July 31st, 10 to 10. Put it on the calendar and join us. You don't have to be here there for the whole 12 hours. We do. But, you know, at least join us for a few. We'd appreciate that. All right, time to get out of here, and let's get on with your Wednesday. Thank you so much for checking in. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.